Thank you for listening to the audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. I'm J. Paul Friedenmaker, the author, and if you are in major gift fundraising or thinking about getting started, I'm excited for you and pulling for you. I also know it can feel overwhelming. Questions immediately arise, like where do you get started? Who do you call? How do you ask for a large gift? Well, my hope and intent is that these readings and reflections are a good starting point in your exit strategy from confusion in major gift fundraising. Stay tuned at the end for more ways to get support and help in your amazing work. This reading posted originally on the Breakthrough blog on May 13th, 2023, and is titled, Friendraising. During my rookie fundraising years in the mid-1990s, I attended conferences and workshops on how to find and retain major donors. One of the phrases that regularly emerged sounded something like this. Good fundraising is built on great friendraising. Friendraising. It looked valid enough on paper, but something about the concept made me uneasy. Are you familiar with the Enneagram personality style spectrum? If so, you'll understand my profile as an 8-wing-9. Essentially, an 8-wing-9's basic fears and desires have more to do with holding on to lifelong relationships than making new friends. As an Enneagram 8-wing-9, it's not surprising that the notion of friendraising was a dismaying experience for me. Over time, as I settled into my fundraising career, I became increasingly uncomfortable with the idea of friendraising as a major donor development strategy. I wondered if perhaps we might find another term or phrase to adequately describe the importance of doing both. What began to resonate with me was the idea of building and maintaining lifelong relationships. Relationship building describes the narrative of our good work without the potential baggage involved in quote-unquote friendraising. Relationship building means our approach is intended to be long-term and less transactional. It means we seek to be aware of our donors' background, their story of wealth, what feeds their passion, what motivates them, and why they are interested in our cause. It means we speak to our donors with respect and avoid pandering, which will jeopardize a long-term relationship. And finally, it means we understand the key role that play offers in our donor relationship. We offer opportunities for their family to enjoy participating in the discovery and giving process. By choosing these postures, we create the potential for relationships to become meaningful. We cultivate a genuine interest in spending time together. Many of my major donor relationships have been established in this way over the years. However, sometimes these relationships are simply built around a shared interest in the cause. This can be effective. The end goal is to discern how best to serve your donor. They will appreciate your authenticity in discovering what works for them. I've created an assessment called STOR, Strength of Relationship. And I've put a link to this assessment in the show notes to reflect on each one of your giver relationships. Take a look at it. Feel free to add a time to my calendar, no strings attached, if you want to talk through it in more detail. You'll see a note to that in the show notes. I believe major donor fundraising is not about finding new friendships. I also believe finding new friendships is not about raising major gifts. Both are much more important than that. Thanks again for listening to this audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. Follow me on LinkedIn for daily pro tips on major gift fundraising. Sign up for my newsletter to have content like you heard today, both audio and written, delivered directly to your email each week. You can also engage with my teaching and coaching online at your own pace through the online Catalyst course for $500. If you feel you need additional live coaching, I'm glad to work with you. And all my prices are listed clearly on my website. I look forward to hearing about your good work. Finally, I'll send you off with a word from the late author, Henry Nouwen. He says this, "Fundraising is as spiritual as giving a sermon, entering a time of prayer, visiting the sick, or feeding the hungry." All right. Thank you for listening.